The Weekly Reader is going live on stage on Saturday, April 5th, at the City Lit Festival at the Lord Baltimore Hotel with four local writers who have been receiving rave reviews for their work. I'm Lisa Morgan, and on today's show, our book critic Marianne Winnick brings us this preview. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Mai Sinar's extraordinary debut novel, They Dream in Gold, is rooted in the global music scene of the late 1960s, beginning in Senegal, moving through New York jazz bars and Parisian clubs to a world music festival in Rio. The main characters are a couple named Mansour and Bani, a Swiss-Senegalese musician and his manager, a young black woman he met in New York. The story opens in 1969 when Mansour disappears while his band is on tour in Spain. The search for him becomes the through line of the narrative, which moves back and forth across continents and generations. In her rave in the New York Times, Jean Kwok draws our attention to the author's note that opens the book. In it, Sinar describes a dust storm in the Sahara whose effects were felt as far as Britain. The reality is that our world is but one place. That inspiration is the guiding principle of this powerful and poignant exploration of the African diaspora and global black identity. Another globe hopper is up next, Lauren Frances Sharma's Casualties of Truth. Her protagonist, Prudence, seems to have it all: a loving husband, a spacious home in Washington, D.C., past career successes that allow her to devote her time to her son. Then, a man she knew in South Africa in 1996 reappears in her life. As an intern at a Johannesburg law firm, Prudence attended the Truth and Reconciliation hearings that uncovered the abuses of apartheid, also experienced personal horrors she's long tried to forget. The Times also gave this book a rave, calling Casualties of Truth a brutal history lesson in the guise of a thriller, taut and deftly plotted. Next up, Jacob Boudens and his collection Tea Leaves. While these stories contain fairies, witches, sorcerers, druids, and healers, they are rooted in the everyday. So you get a powerful witch running a dingy convenience store, a swamp tour guide's faithfulness to his partner tested by an elixir that transforms his body into various young hunks. As Baynard Woods put it, these stories are fabulous in every sense. Beautifully queer fables set in a familiar world of food trucks and Airbnbs, but with just enough magic to set it all askew and show us the wonderful absurdity of the mundane. Our last author will be my dear colleague from the University of Baltimore, Stephen Leva, whose new collection of poetry, The Opposite of Cruelty, has been bringing standing-room-only crowds to his launch events around Baltimore. At the heart of the book is a 7-part Corona sonnet called Halo, and it might be my favorite thing I've read about the pandemic. In part, my wife lifts a half-grin, watching the kids pretending to sing karaoke, while a sleeve of macarons evaporates like mist. How did we manage to fix a leaking fridge and a basement light socket by the grace of YouTube? And this is the easiest of our questions. We don't talk of the third day without water my mother endured in Texas. What is the opposite of cruelty? We scrub our teeth with any comfort, coffee, laughter, and illuminated text. If not comfort, then the common sense of beauty.
The books are They Dream in Gold by Mai Sinar, Casualties of Truth by Lauren Frances Sharma, Tea Leaves by Jacob Boudens, and The Opposite of Cruelty by Stephen Leva. All four will be live on stage with our own Marianne Winnick this Saturday, April 5th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the City Lit Festival at the Lord Baltimore Hotel. More information is at citylitproject.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.